Anti-government demonstrators have stormed presidential headquarters in Kyrgyzstan's capital, Bishkek. The opposition is pledging to hold new parliamentary elections, but there has been no word from President Askar Akayev. Thousands of opposition supporters have seized the seat of Kyrgyzstan's government, meeting limited resistance from hundreds of police and interior ministry troops. The takeover was swift and chaotic, lasting little more than 2 hours. Live televised reports from the scene showed scuffles between pro-government and opposition supporters armed with sticks and stones moments before the opposition entered the premises. First reports say two demonstrators were injured, one seriously. A short while later, one demonstrator was shown waving a national flag from the second floor window of the building. Others threw desks, chairs, and papers from nearby windows to thousands of cheering opposition supporters below in the main square. There has been no word from Kyrgyzstan's president, whose exact whereabouts remain unknown. But latest reports say the opposition is holding talks inside government headquarters. It is not immediately clear if they are talking among themselves or with the government or international mediators. The country's former prime minister, Kurmanbek Bakiyev, who is emerging as one of the key opposition figures during the demonstrations, has announced that new elections will be held. That has been a key demand of the opposition, which alleges massive vote rigging and fraud in the recent elections. The fraud allegations have been backed up by international observers. But Mr. Bakiyev says order must first be established and looting stopped. He also says the opposition is now in control of national television, but there is no way to immediately confirm that report. Meanwhile, latest reports indicate the defense and security ministers, earlier barred by the opposition from leaving the premises, have since been freed. Thursday's unrest in Bishkek came during the first major opposition rally in the northern capital, which has always been viewed as an Akayev stronghold. Political analyst Andronik Migronyan told Russia's Echo Moscow radio that the swift turn of events could spell the end of the Akayev regime, but not necessarily. But Mr. Migronyan says the opposition must first settle on a leader before making plans on how to keep the ethnically and economically mixed country together. Over the past week, the fractured Kyrgyz opposition has also taken control of at least 2 of 7 regional capitals, as well as other smaller locales. Violence broke out during at least one of those sieges. There has been no official public reaction to the events from neighboring Russia, which maintains a military base not far from the Kyrgyz capital. But Defense Ministry spokesman Vyacheslav Sidov told Interfax that Russian forces would remain neutral concerning the ongoing political unrest. Neighboring Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan are expressing rising concern and calling for immediate negotiations among the government and opposition. The fear among many in the region is that civil war could erupt if a negotiated settlement is not found. Lisa McAdams, VOA News, Moscow.